exciting that I want to share with you. I am just bursting with excitement. And it has to do with faith and the power of faith that's within us. I think the first place that I want to start is oftentimes you will hear about mustard seed faith. And a lot of people say it's not this, you know, you have this tiny, if you have the seed the size of a mustard seed, that's all the bigger faith that you need. And, you know, grow your faith bigger by doing this and doing that. And God just gave me this really awesome revelation. Like, maybe you already got this, but let me put it together with something else. Okay, it's not the size of a seed. It doesn't matter if it's mustard seed or watermelon seed or peach seed. Your seed, in other words, your faith, the faith does not get bigger. The seed does not get bigger. It's not what the faith does, the seed does. A seed does not get bigger and bigger and bigger till you have a mustard seed that grows as big as a peach seed. No, it's not that the seed will grow. It's that, and the seed will get bigger and bigger and bigger. It's that the seed will produce a harvest. You see, inside the seed is all the little green stems and all the little green leaves and all the little white roots and all the fruit that will grow off of that and all the seeds in the fruit. So when God says that all you need is mustard seed faith, what he's saying is all you need is faith. Now, that's point number one. Point number one is that the seed does not grow into a big, from a tiny mustard seed into a great peach seed in size. But the thing is that it is a seed that inside the seed is everything that is needed to produce more of that item. And think of this, for example. God didn't say, all you need is a rock, a pebble size faith, because a pebble does not have no life in it to produce more life. It does not grow into a pebble tree, which grows more pebbles with seeds inside those pebbles. And a rock does not grow like most people think that they have great faith, think like, okay, this rock grew into it's a pebble seed, but now it's a boulder seed. So it's not that you need more faith, it's that you need more word. If you know what God already gave you, then it will grow. The word is called seed. And if you take the word and speak the word and believe the word will produce what it's saying. In other words, let's take for example, the seed that says, by his stripes you have been healed. That's a by his stripes you have been healed seed. And when you believe, when you plant that seed in your heart, that's by meditating on it, by muttering on it, saying it over and thinking about each part of it, like, by his stripes, by his stripes. Okay, I get healing because by his, he did it, his, not my stripes, not my works, not my prayer, not my fasting, not my good works, but by his stripes, the whipping. So he got beat up, he got whipped, he got the skin ripped off of his back by his stripes. Okay, so every sickness and every disease was on him on the cross. So that means that whatever I have was on him on the cross, and it was on him. So if it's on him, it shouldn't be on me because he already paid for it. So that means it would be double jeopardy or double, you can't punish him, whatever. You can't punish him twice for the same thing. So, okay, so Jesus was sick by his stripes, by his stripes, I have been healed. I have been. That means I'm already healed. Okay, I'm already healed. I'm already healed. Well, I don't feel it in my physical body. I'm already healed. So where is it? Okay, so, and then you start thinking about where it is. Okay, and this is part two. So part one is the seed is a seed. A seed is anything that grows and produces the same thing that grows and produces more of the same thing. Sperm is a seed. Okay. And that is what all seeds are. Seeds are people that produce more people. An apple seed produces an apple tree, which produces apple fruit, which has inside of it apple seeds, which produce apple trees, which produce apple fruits, which produce apple seeds, and so on and so on. So that's point number one. Point number, and that's the seed has the ability to reproduce. It's not the size of the seed. Now, number two is faith and the amount of faith. Now, faith comes from hearing the word of God. Okay, so let's step back a second and look at faith. Where is faith? Faith is in our spirit. When we became born again, the word of God said we became one spirit with Jesus. We don't have an old nature. We don't have an old man and a new man and Jesus and the Holy Spirit inside of us. We're not schizophrenic. We don't have four personalities. We were dead, and our old man, our old spirit, our old man is gone and replaced with the new man. And the new man is one with Jesus, one spirit with Jesus. So we are one spirit with Jesus. Our spirit has been what is born again. And let me prove that. If you go to the Word of God, it says that God is the Father of spirits. And it says those who worship God must worship Him in spirit. And that we are holy, blameless, and above reproach in His sight. Now, that is our spirit is created, holy, blameless, and above reproach. We have one spirit in us. We are one spirit with Jesus. The Holy Spirit is in us as part of the Godhead, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. We are one spirit. We're not a little bit of us and a little bit more of them. We are one spirit. And the Word of God says that He has given us all things for life and godliness. And those things are in our spirits. We have everything we need in our recreated spirit. And so our only thing that we're lacking is faith. What does faith come from? Hearing the word. It's not a lack of knowledge. I mean, it's not a lack of faith. It's a lack of knowledge. For example, was raised and I believe God healed, but not everybody. Well, when I got to a place where I got frustrated about healing, I started studying the Word. And I realized that God has already healed us, so we receive it by faith. So when I got Word knowledge, then I had faith, because the faith is in the Word. So you're not lacking faith. All you're lacking is knowledge. So I hope this gets you excited, and I hope you get into the Word. I hope you get angry, and it makes you get hungry and get into the Word. And that's it for today.
That's it for today.
And until next time, have a blessed day.
For more teachings and ministering from Robin Bremer, be sure to visit Robin's website at www.robinbremer.net. Until next time, we pray that your eyes would be open to receive everything that the blood of Jesus paid for you to have.